My friend Greg Smothers, Williams County Highway, joining me this morning. First off, it is good to see you, man.
Yeah, good to see you, Tom.
I know you and I have been trying to talk back and forth and everything. We've been playing tag for a while. So
busy times.
Yeah, I know you've been busy, man. You know, I was talking to people last week here on the air saying, look, you know, I remember watching this story on the Discovery Channel or BBC, and it was like, water. It brings the highest mountains down low. It's the universal solvent. Right? Yeah, you know, they have that poetic opening to these documentaries. And, you know, and I was thinking, universal solvent, if somebody wanted to try to explain that in a scientific term and how you can go on the roads of Southern Illinois and see how water is a universal solvent, they just have to ask you and your crew.
Yeah, you know, after that rain on Friday, last Friday, Saturday morning, we knew we were going to have quite a ride in store because there was a lot of rain. And there was, during the height of it, not much didn't have water on it. And then Saturday morning, we had some pretty significant issues we had to deal with.
You know, when it comes to your issues, because I talked about this, a universal solvent, because you've got the erosion where the roads are cut through. You've got beds where the road lays that the water was, the whole bed that carried the road is sloughed off. You've got in the bridge case at Spillway Road, where the pressure from the water under the bridge being blocked because of that little bottleneck there came up underneath the decking and peeled the asphalt off. I've seen others where layers of asphalt, water got between it, and it literally floated like kind of like icing on a cake that sheared off the top of the cake, where the whole asphalt just disappeared. You've got all that to deal with.
Yeah, we've got, I know, three different locations where we've had our oil and chip just peeled off, and they're scattered about the county. Skyhawk Road, Ward's Mill, Dykersburg Road, and those are significant distances apart from each one. And outfall from the lakes, Little Grassy, Lake Egypt.
What, is that three or four, or is that five lakes that are all interconnected?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's five.
You know,
it?
Look at Devil's Kitchen, a Little Grassy. They go to the Crab, and then all of that goes into Jackson County. It all ties into one another.
So when it comes to these repairs, after seeing some of them, in particular in relationship to bridges, will you have to have bridges reinspected here?
Yeah, we'll be going through our bridges, especially the ones where we know we've got some serious water velocities that go through there, and making sure we've got things in order. We've already checked some of them, the ones we know that are our biggest problem areas, and we've had to do some repairs, some significant repairs. We had one on Spillway Road that carries Grassy Creek that water got in behind the wing wall and almost took the roadway out. And we've spent the last couple days working on it, and we've got it in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I think you had about three or four cones up there, I think, to warn people.
Yeah.
On the northbound lane, I believe it was.
Yep.
Kind of get twisted around. It's not really north on that part of the road because it twists around like a snake. So what have you heard from other counties in relationship? Because here's the thing. How many miles of roads does Williamson County have that you're responsible for caring for, Greg?
We're a consolidated county. We've got 650 miles of road. It's about 130 on the county system and about 520 on our county unit, which is a significant
lot.
Amount of roadways.
Yeah.
That's the biggest consolidated county as far as what's under our umbrella.
And I was thinking, you have that on top. It's a little higher than many other places like Jackson County and Union County. So what have you heard from around the counties? I mean, what are we talking about overall? Have you gotten kind of a grasp of this? Because here's the thing about flooding, you and I both know. It's not like a tornado where you get up and you see the damage. You literally have to wait days and weeks to be able to see what happened.
Yeah, when it was happening and then the days following, all of them were having issues. You just get that amount of volume of rain. The creeks rise, the ditches are full, and you just start to have issues. Now what you're seeing is the influence of the Big Muddy and the Mississippi Rivers is really having an impact on our area. Our county, Jackson County, Franklin County, they're all having issues. So, and it's the same way as you go east. You know, they have the same sort of thing with the Wabash and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So.
And those hollers, I mean, we're all together too familiar with those low places where creeks rush, even if you've gotten just a small amount of precipitation. In this area, you've gotten these big ones. Some of them been reinforced in some areas, concrete, you know, poured over culverts and things like that that don't wash out as easily, but we have a lot of that. I mean, ask any school superintendent about their school buses and the routes they have to take to get everybody. It's an inherently rural community with a lot of dependence on these little oil and chip roads that go everywhere in the county roads. I mean, we're inherently rural.
Yeah, that's very much true. That Monday following the weekend, we had a number of roads underwater, signed, barricaded, and whatnot. And
ran out of signs.
Yeah, we were. We had everything we had out. And the schools, I know I talked to some of the bus coordinators, and they went switched to a snow route type situation so that they could, because they knew they couldn't get into some of those areas.
Right. So here's the hard question. Are there still roads you don't know that are damaged because they're still underwater in your district, or are they all clear now? Well, because the last time I saw, Williamson County Emergency Management sent out a email. That would have been Monday night. I read it early Tuesday morning, and I know there was more than five.
Yeah, well, I think we had six or seven that were still underwater, and it's up in that northwest part of the county where we, it's that influence of the Big Muddy that still got us in some areas.
Plum Field and all that.
Yeah, and one of the roads is the one that goes to Walker's Bluff, which is a, you know, an economic engine for our area. So
right. Well, one of the apparently a couple had a wedding planned there this weekend. They helicoptered the guests in.
Yeah, that's
because that was the only way to get in.
That, you know, they'll remember it. That's
I guarantee you they'll remember it.
Yeah.
So I mean, how long do you think?
You know, we're gonna be working on washouts. We're working on them today. Every day it's getting a little better because we're getting the worst of it first, and every day we're getting to a point where we're getting better and better and better. But we were talking this morning. We're probably going to be working on this sort of thing up until the time it's time for us to start getting ready to oil and chip roads. And so, and even then, you know, like Ward's Mill and Skyhawk, the ones I said were peeled,
right?
Those won't truly be buttoned up until we are able to re-seal coat those roads so that, you know, they're drivable.
I started talking to a few people's homes that were flooded. And they started telling me financial figures of damage. We don't have flood insurance, and this is how much it's going to cost us. It's pretty scary.
Yeah, and that's one thing I know EMA in our county is reaching out and trying to get folks to call them up at the courthouse because they're trying to get a handle on how much the damages are out there because, you know, there's the looming possibility of a declaration coming and maybe some help. And so they're trying to get their hands around
getting the
that.
Numbers. Yeah. Got to have a certain number. And
exactly.
There's a formula, I think, that's involved in there, too, that I learned about during the derecho. So.
Yeah, and the threshold is pretty high because, you know, in Illinois, you know, they take the entire state as the.
Right. When they shouldn't be, they should be just going to, well, everybody's broke. Because there is also a need issue there that, you know, well, it was this much damage, so it didn't meet our, but we're broke because you didn't give us money previously that we were supposed to. I mean, will the Illinois budget or lack thereof affect your ability to repair roads in Williamson County?
Well, that's a pretty good point you raised, Tom. Something we're starting to think about, too, is, you know, before our motor fuel tax funding gets comes to us in monthly allotments, there has to be an appropriation made. And so come FY18, which is July 1 for the state of Illinois, the legislature will have to make an appropriation. And that generally comes with the onset of a budget. So, you know, we're watching and listening and trying to keep an eye on it because it could impact us going into the fall and the winter.
Because here's something we all know. We've all been living on thinner margins. And yeah. When you get one of these unforeseen large events like this, when you live on margins as thin as everyone in Southern Illinois is doing right now, that gives you even more reason for concern.
Yeah.
Because it'll have to come out of somebody's hide somewhere, won't it?
Yeah, and I think the locals feel that harder than anybody because their funding's anything at the very best it's stagnant, at the very worst it's declining, and the cost of everything is just, you know, it creeps up, just the cost of inflation. And so that takes its toll on the locals to be able to keep pace with all the needs and demands they have.
Yeah, we already had a lot of needs and demands to keep up, and then you kind of get your feet kicked out from underneath you, and you find out that some of these repairs, especially when it comes to bridges, Not a cheap proposition. We're not talking about getting the guy down at the asphalt plant to fire up the asphalt plant and get the concrete guys out there and some shovels and a backhoe.
Now
it's a little
costly.
Different operation. I was reading, and the reason why I say this is I was reading an article about Kentucky a couple of years ago because they've got like more bridges than any other state or something like this. But they couldn't find any bridge inspectors. They were saying, we'll give you $200,000. Come now. I mean, that's one of the things that kind of hard to find. People who have a craft like yours become rarer every day.
Well, in one aspect, it's a good thing for job security. But on the bad side, for the traveling public, you know, it's something that there's a definite demand for. And you want to see all those things met so that there's no gaps or holes anywhere, you know.
Got to get to work, got to make money, got taxes to pay.
That's right.
Greg Smothers, Williamson County Highway Department. Hope you're doing well, man. It's always good to see you.
Same.